W4DJW, Mobile.
KG4LSL.
Tell W4DJW. Good afternoon. It's raining over here in Greer. How about where you are?
Franklin and gray and nasty down here in Anderson, which is good for the trees that I just planted yesterday, but, yeah, about tired of the rain.
That lately, but boy, everything sure is green. What kind of trees did you plant?
A pink dogwood and a Japanese magnolia.
And a Japanese magnolia, not that I know of. We got two Japanese maples. They are really red right now.
Maple is probably one of my favorite trees, especially the cut leaf red dragon variety. Those are absolutely gorgeous, but they're extremely slow growing, and they're pretty proud of them. And I guess it's because they're slow growing, but the Japanese magnolia almost looks like a tulip tree, if you've ever seen one of those.
Tulip trees. I haven't ever heard of Japanese magnolia, but I've heard of tulip trees, but I can't remember what they look like.
They look like a big tulip. And that's the same with the Japanese magnolia, but I tell you, look up some pictures of them. They are absolutely gorgeous trees. And when they mature, they're usually one of the first to bloom in the spring, and they're just very colorful and just beautiful trees. So I'm just, trying to cut down some unwanted trees and plant ornamentals.
We had three Japanese maples. One at each side of the street end of the driveway, and one in front of the dining room window, and one of my wife's friends, she doesn't drive so good. She was backing out of the driveway, and she split the one on the mailbox side of the driveway in half. She drove right over it and split it right down the middle. And like you said, they're slow growing. Well, that was about 12 years ago. And now it's recovered, and it's about waist high. It's a little more than waist high. It's probably about up to the bottom of your chin, whereas the other one's about up to your head. And they're both about 20-plus years old. And then the one on the other side of the driveway, nobody ever hit it or anything. It just died. I hated that, too, because that was a beautiful tree.
What good variety that you have, or are those the more the weeping, I guess they call it, type where the leaves kind of droop down, or the limbs kind of droop down and the leaves look like somebody went and cut them up with a pair of scissors?
Like you described, cut up with a pair of scissors, but they don't really weep down. They look more like a large version of those trees that they plant in pots that they keep in the house, the little ones. They're not really big trees. They took forever to get, as tall as they, 25 years to get as tall as they are now. So don't get very big. But the leaves do look like they've been destroyed with a pair of scissors, especially at the end of the year. But at the end of the summer. But at the beginning of the summer, they do have blood red leaves on them. They look very pretty.
Leaf variety of Japanese maples, and they are one of the most beautiful forms and one of the most expensive of the Japanese maple varieties that you can get. But yes, they are absolutely beautiful, and they normally are really hardy, so unless a disease had gotten to it, or insects maybe getting to the roots, if you've sprayed anything, if you have a lawn service and they spray anything under them, it'll kill them. So, and some harsh winters will get them too. So there's, they're a little finicky, but they are beautiful.
But you got to have patience with them. Or you just have to be happy with them being small. Because I don't think they ever get, maybe they get big. Probably take longer than a couple of our lifespans for them to get really big. But those are nice. And then my wife got a red maple and put it in front of the bonus room window. And I have to keep it cut back because it got up to about 25 feet, and I cut it back to 15 feet. Then it got back up that high again now, and so it needs cutting back again. It's, she planted it only a couple of feet from the wall, which was a bad idea, the outside wall. But that one needs a lot of work, and so do the shrubs. But the Japanese maples, they just keep on. Other than one, I don't have a clue why it died. It could have been bugs. It could have been spray something. We don't use spray anymore, though, because a bunch of our stuff died from somebody spraying something on it, so we don't do that anymore. We just weed eat and do all that stuff. Do it the hard way.
Idea. That was my line of work and when I was in Atlanta, and a lady had complained that I wasn't spraying anywhere near the Japanese maples, and I told her, I said, well, I can't. I said, because if I do, it's going to kill them, and it will kill them within a week. So she didn't believe me, and they sprayed Roundup under it. And lo and behold, it killed them. So, and those were probably 30, 40-year-old ornamentals, cut leaves, and it killed them. They tried to blame it on us, and I said, not me. But those trees, to replace them at that size, were like $3,000 back in the early 2010s. So, yeah, they're very expensive.
Why they cost that much? That was back when I was working a whole lot and wasn't paying attention to what my wife was spending money on. And I think she spent the money on that. There's a, on Main Street in Greer, they got the road blocked off. I got to find a detour. Yeah, I was headed over to the mailbox. So now I'm trying to think quick on my feet.
Man alive, I tell you, I've been sitting here on FT8 most of the afternoon, just kind of buzzing through, and there wasn't a whole lot of activity on it, and, you know, I jumped on 15 meters for a little bit, and really not a whole lot going on there, and all of a sudden, it just opened wide open to Europe, and I'm just seeing stations everywhere. Ukraine, Saba, Cyprus, Romania, all kind of, you know, all over the place. It's kind of cool.
A couple of weeks ago, I was doing PSK and FT8 both, and like you said, 12 meters opened up, 15 meters opened up, 10 meters opened up. And I found myself doing nothing but that for day after day after day. So I had to put that down. That's just, you can get addicted to that and not accomplish a thing.
I've been kind of sitting, after I did all the yard work yesterday, my back's kind of screaming at me today. So that's what I do on my days when I'm, you know, just really hurting real bad and can't do anything else. I'll get down here on the radios and just play radio. And I tell you, I've found a 10-meter mobile radio that I'm really looking pretty hard at. It's the Anytone Quad 5 2N. And I'm really impressed with the radio itself. It's like 60, 65 watts out of the box, all mode, 10-meter. And I think you can open it up to do 10 and 12, and it's a very, very good price point.
I got those radios, too. I haven't got one yet, but I've heard good things about them. All right, I made it over to the post office. I got to put these cards in the mail. People joining the club, I imagine they want their cards. So I got to put them in the mail, and then I'll be back out to finish my rounds. W4DJW.
Roger that, Dave. Yeah, not a problem, and you'll probably be sending me one here pretty soon as well. W4DJW, KG4LSL.
DJW Mobile.
Long KG4LSL.
I didn't have to wait in line. I just went ahead and put them in the drop box. I used to put them out in the mailbox and raise the flag, but not anymore. Somebody stole something out of the mailbox one day, so can't do that anymore.
Yeah, people do. It's and it's really disheartening. It really is. I went to, last time I was at the post office, I was sending out some lures down to Atlanta to a meteorologist friend of mine that was getting ready to head down to Florida. And I ended up waiting something like 15 minutes in line, and the line wasn't moving. And one of the guys says, you can come over here to the kiosk and use it. So I went over there in and out in 30 seconds. So, yeah, I'm going to start using the kiosk from now on.
Pop them in the chute. But, yeah, and they have a place you can do that outside, but while I'm there, I might as well put them in the inside where it's dry. I don't know if it's dry inside that mailbox. I guess it is. But try to do that at least once a month so people don't have to wait more than a month to get their card.
Yeah, and that joining the club is actually on my list to do here, I think, this month. Trying to cover all my bases, get all the taxes paid and everything else, then I can decide on what money I've got to spend after that.
Every year I go through, I got two airplane clubs and two radio clubs. I got to make sure that I've got all the bills paid. Plus, you know, HOA and all those things that come due at the end of the year. All those payments that come due at the end of the year. The president of the HOA sent out a note on that neighborhood app saying that six people in the neighborhood didn't pay theirs. And the last person that didn't pay theirs, the price they had to pay in the end was 10 times what it would have been if they had paid it on time. So you don't want to miss one of those.
Taxes. I don't know if you heard about my boat fiasco, but you know, I bought the first boat I ever owned. I bought it brand new, and they failed to warn me that, hey, your county may tax you on this boat. No, they didn't tell me that. Fast forward 3 years, and I get a letter in the mail stating the state of Georgia's put a lien on my boat, and I said, for what? And it turns out for back taxes. So, you know, that was right around $1,000 that I wasn't expecting to spend.
That's a hard way to find out about that, too. They did something similar to that on my wife's car. She got a hybrid. And I didn't realize if you got a hybrid, you got to pay more in taxes because you're not burning as much gasoline as everybody else. So you got to catch up with everybody else on what they're paying in taxes because you're not paying taxes because you're not buying gas that you'd be paying taxes on.
It's, I don't know, kind of scamish if you ask me. You know, there were talks that now Americans are spending on average about 50-60% of what they make on taxes. And I believe it. And I don't know, something's got to give. They tax you for doing well, they tax you for dying. You know, it is what it is.
Taxes. The only three things you can't get out of. Well, I guess you can get out of living when you die, but that's the only one. I guess you get out of taxes when you're dead, but not while you're alive. Anyway, you're right. I think we get busy and we pay attention to how we can do better, and we're not paying attention to what these sneaky people that, that are upping the rate on the taxes are doing behind our backs. Yeah, that's something that's kind of hard to keep in check. They tend to get away with what they want to get away with there. And you don't want a revolution. You want everything to continue to go on. You work hard for that. You don't want to throw all that away. Anyway, I am about at Goodwill, so that's my second stop in my list of errands. So if I show up gone, you'll know what happened to me. W4DJW.
All righty, Dave. Well, have fun at the Goodwill. I have yet to get into the thrift stores, and there's a reason for that. So I think I'll just sit here and play on my radios. So, until we speak again, W4DJW, 73, sir.
KG4LFL.
Prince is a contact, and enjoy it. KG4LFL, LSL, W4DJW.